Today's the first day of moose season in northern and eastern Maine, and hundreds of hunters are expected to take part over the next 6 days. The hunt's divided into four segments and continues by region around Maine until the third week in November. Last year, more than 1,500 hunters harvested a moose. Data from the Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife show the moose population in Maine is holding steady. And as Susan Sharon reports, moose car collisions around the state are way down.
Not only are collisions with moose down, as first reported by the Portland Press-Herald, but they're down dramatically over the last 15 or 20 years, says IFNW moose biologist Lee Cantor.
There was a high point for moose collisions back around the year 2000, and there's been a downward trend in those collisions from that point on.
Data from the Maine Department of Transportation showed that last year there were 287 car moose crashes. That compares to nearly 650 a decade earlier. Cantor says there are several reasons to explain the downward trend, including fewer moose in certain parts of the state because of calf mortality caused by winter ticks, but also because of steps taken by the DOT to cut back vegetation for better visibility and to identify high strike areas.
The Department of Transportation has done a great job with getting the word out over the last 18 years, as well as dealing with particularly bad sites. But, in general, and people are saying this up north here, moose in the far north are pretty stable and doing fine. And then there's other areas of the state where in the last few years, it's been tough on calves.
Aroostook County is the area with the highest number of moose collisions, according to the DOT, close to 2,000 of them between 2005 and 2014.
The first one was in, I think, October of 2008. Second one was in probably November of 2013, and then this one was June of 18.
Chase Jackson of Allegash is talking about his three separate collisions with three different moose. But if that sounds frightening, his dad, State Senator Troy Jackson, has hit five moose in his travels to and from the state house. Other members of the Jackson family have also had their share of crashes with moose. Fortunately, none of them has been hurt. But the same cannot be said of the moose, who are often just a short walk away from the safety of the woods.
That last collision I was in, I think the moose probably died in about 2 or 3 minutes. And it was one of those things where if it had been in the daytime, I would have been able to see it much sooner. But by the time it came into my field of vision at all, it was just right in front of me and there was no stopping for it.
Jackson says it was a gory scene and upsetting to sit alone in the dark in his wrecked car waiting for state police to arrive. When a trooper did show up, Jackson says they recognized each other from his previous moose accident. It turns out that the trooper, too, had been in three separate moose collisions. Jackson says where he lives, these accidents are so common that people often don't bother to share the news when they occur. Data show fatalities from moose collisions are also down, so state officials are hoping the trend continues. Maine's IFNW is currently in the midst of an extensive multi-year study to examine factors affecting moose reproduction and survival. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.